I've had people ask me, Brother Atkinson, why do you spend thousands of dollars every year teaching on the radio? My answer is this, friend, I don't want anybody that I know or anyone that has heard me teach, I don't want them on that day when he appears on that judgment day to be ashamed. I want you to have confidence. But most of all, I don't want anyone that's listening to me today to hear those words, I have somewhat against you, or thou lackest one thing. The words that I want you to hear is, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's why I do this. I want you to be ready. I'm not here trying to make America great again. I want to help make the church great again. I want to help make the church what God intended for it to be. I am here every day teaching the word, preparing the people. Well, it's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. In our previous lessons, I talked about Adam, Enoch, and Noah, and I talked about the flood. Before I leave chapter 6, I'd like to return to verse 3, where God said that my spirit shall not always strive with man. Strive. What does that word strive mean? In this case, it means that God would not continuously devote effort and energy or endeavor to get men to do that which was right. He says, they're only men. In the days before the flood, there was no written word of God that I know of. There was preachers. There were holiness preachers, preachers of righteousness. There were godly people. Yet I do not believe they had a written word. In the days before Moses, God dealt with people through his spirit, the spoken word. And it was his spirit that spoke the words. And then after Moses had written the law and the prophets had written their stories, God dealt with people through the word and the spirit. There was two. One confirmed the other. The prophets, through the Spirit, did not prophesy things that would go against the written word. And the written word has never annulled anything that the prophets had prophesied by the hand of God. And as time went on, the spoken word became flesh and dwelt among us. And at that time, God spoke to us by his Son Jesus Christ, as Paul once said. And then when Jesus left and ascended into heaven and sat down on the right hand of the Father, he prayed the Father, and the Father sent the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit that would lead and guide and teach us into all truth. From that day forward, God has dealt with his people through his Spirit and through the Word. We find many instances in the Bible where God's Spirit directed his people to do his bidding. Yet I've heard people say that God no longer speaks to people today. God only speaks to his people now through his Word. Well, my friend, there are some answers that you need from God that you cannot find in the Scriptures. And God can tell you to do some things that you will not find written in the Scriptures. Yet those things that he tells you to do will not be against the Scriptures. They will not defy the Scriptures. For instance, you recall the story in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, after that Philip had gone into Samaria, had preached the word of God, and the whole city was joyful because they had accepted God's word. And then the Bible says that the angel of the Lord spake to Philip and says, "Get up and go down towards the south, unto the way which goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert place." Ordinarily, Philip would not have left a great revival and went out into the desert. The Bible says that he did. He did not go because the scriptures told him to. There was nowhere in the scriptures that would have directed him out in the desert. If you would have asked Philip, "Why are you here in the desert?" his reply would have been, "The Spirit told me to." My friend, there are some places in this world that God wants you to be. You may not ever find them written in the scriptures. You may not find your path laid out in the scriptures. But God has a way of executing his plan. So Philip got up and went out into the desert. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch of great authority, who had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning back to Ethiopia, sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah. And Philip saw him, and the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and join yourself to this chariot." Philip did these things at the bidding of the Spirit, even though he could not have found any of these things written in the scriptures. There are some day-to-day things that we need answers to. We need answers from God. God can give you these answers. God has a Spirit that can speak to you, because there are many things that you don't know. There are many things that you will come across that there is nothing written in the Bible to aid you in your decision. You remember the story of Peter in Acts chapter 10? Peter had a vision of a big tablecloth-like coming down from the heavens, on which was all manner of beasts. And a voice came to Peter and says, "Rise up and eat." This happened 3 times. And while Peter was thinking on these visions, the Bible says that the Spirit said unto him, "Behold, 3 men seek you. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." If the Spirit had not spoken to Peter, Peter may not have never gone to the house of Cornelius. These men standing down at the gate could have told Peter the same story, but except and unless Peter had known that this was of God, he may never have set foot into the house of a Gentile. I'm thanking God every day for the blessed Holy Spirit, who will direct me in this Bible teaching ministry, who will go before me, opening up the ears and anointing the teaching that people will receive. Jesus promised that he would lead us, guide us, and teach us. We find in the book of Acts, chapter 16, when Paul wanted to go into Asia to preach the gospel, he said, "We were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel in Asia." Can you imagine that? The Holy Ghost forbidden him to preach the gospel in Asia. And then he says, "We wanted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered us not." Friend, God is still directing his children today. by His Holy Spirit. Jesus had told us that when He comes, the Spirit of truth, that He would comfort you, teach you, and guide you.